on this week's episode of the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast.
Turning 50 this year really, really bothered me. And in my mind, I was like, I am not going into my 50s fat. That was kind of the way I was thinking.
You're not going into your 50s fat.
No.
Welcome to the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast, bite-sized hacks for busy mamas who want to live their best life. My mission is to not only empower you to fuel your body, but also fuel your mind and your soul. I got you. I'm here to help you burn fat, increase energy, and confidence. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode, where I am so excited and thrilled to bring a very special guest. And that guest is one of our VIP clients, Miss Danica. Welcome, Danica.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited to have this conversation because, you guys, Danica reached out to me about a week or two ago, and she said, I'm not sure if this is the place to send you this news, but I've lost 35 pounds. I'm over 50. I just went and did my annual test at my doctor's office, and my doctor is over the moon with my blood work. She says it's better than she's ever seen it. My cholesterol is not going up. It was going up. Now it's back at a normal level. My B12 is where it needs to be. My thyroid is looking good. And now I'm well below the cutoff for heart disease risk at my age. Listen, like when I got this message, I was actually in the middle of a conference, and I actually left the room to reply to you because I was so just thrilled and proud of all the hard work that you've done. And not only to see the 35 pounds, but to see the what's going on inside of your body.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, you could see that the weight was coming off. I knew I was feeling better. But to be honest, I was actually really, really looking forward to getting my blood work done this year, whereas the last few years, the doctor has always called me with, okay, you need to watch for this, or like, what's happening with that? My cholesterol has been something that she's been concerned about for a few years. So she was getting to the point where, okay, we're going to might have to start thinking about putting you on cholesterol medication. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So that was for me finding out, like, I didn't care about any of the other stuff, but it was finding out that my cholesterol, not only had it not gone up this year, but it had gone down. Yeah. So it was just, so I laughed to my doctor and I said, well, I guess eating all that kale has paid off.
Kale works every time. And some other things too.
Not just kale. Yeah.
But you know, Danica, what I love, I mean, looking at your photos is just a true transformation. Honestly, it's not only like your belly fat is gone. We'll share these photos too on our social media. Thanks for letting us share that because it shows other people what's possible. But what I love is the transformation in your face. You can just, you look happier. And what I love most about your story is you said, Simone, I was so not a believer that this was going to work.
Yeah, I had, you know, always read other people's stories and, you know, watched people's transformation. And quite honestly, I'm like, it's not real. Like, it doesn't happen. And especially, so I turned 50 this year. So I was thinking, well, this is it. Like, this is my body. I might as well just get used to it. And so that was kind of my mindset. I'm like, it's not going to change.
And you're not the only one. And what a sad place to be in, right? Like, nothing's going to change. I'm stuck. Yeah. I'm 50. And here you are looking. Is this the best that you've looked in your life? I'm wondering, because you look.
It's the best that I've looked probably since I was in my 20s, for sure.
Unreal. That is worth some major celebration, right? Yeah. That we can look as good as we did in our 20s when we're 50. That's been.
Yeah. And I think too, so I've always been pretty active. So, and I think that was part of my whole doubt around all of this, because I would walk the dog 5-6 kilometers 4-5-6 times a week. You know, that was like, okay, if I'm not getting my 5K in, I'm not gonna lose any weight. And on top of that, I was doing strength training 5 days a week. Sometimes I would work out twice a week, and you know, and I would be doing other cardio things
twice a day.
Yeah. Sometimes I would do the strength training in the morning for 45 minutes, and then go and do my, and I live in Peachland, so there's a lot of trails where I live. So yeah. They're not an easy 5K that I decided to go and do. Nothing. My body wasn't changing. The weight, maybe, you know, a couple of pounds here and there, but nothing was happening. And so I just couldn't contemplate the idea that anything was going to change.
You are so normal in thinking that, you know, you and everybody else, we think, okay, like I got to move more. I got to exercise more. This is what's going to take the weight off, but it absolutely does not work that way. And if we overtrain when we are in perimenopause and menopause years, which you are, you're actually going to start to see negative results. You are going to increase your cortisol like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And prevent you from ever losing weight. So, I mean, that's where, that's essentially where you were.
Yeah. And also trying to eat a 1200 calorie diet,
which is enough for a toddler. Yes.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this story. You are perfect testament to everyone out there, because this is still mainstream thinking that we need to eat 1200 calories a day and we need to exercise like crazy in order to see results. So tell everybody, what do you do now?
Definitely eat more than 1200 calories a day. And I think that I still, so mentally, I still struggle with that. It's still, really, should I have that smoothie snack this afternoon? Because like I've had my breakfast, I've had my snack, I've had lunch. So it's a real mental thing to overcome. So I've been doing this, is it March 1st or April 1st that I started? And it's still a very mental thing. And the scale is a very mental thing too. So like, I know you always say step on the scale once a week. I'm still on the scale every day. I know. And as I'm doing it, I hear you in my head saying, don't step on the scale every day. Don't step on the scale every day. But as for like what I'm doing now, it's like I'm doing my one workout a day. Like I'm doing, I focus mostly on strength training. And I think that is been really beneficial for my body, because now I'm starting to notice changes. I'm starting to notice muscles and areas of my body that I figured I was never going to see 100%. Again.
Yeah.
I still do the dog walking, but it's not, I have to do the 5K today. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm okay if we go to the end of the street or end of the hill and back. Like so it's not like, okay, I got to watch on my Apple Watch how many kilometers I'm doing. And you know, if we're going to do a hike on the weekend, I won't do the strength training. Like it's trying to be much more balanced in how I'm approaching my workout. And
really have gotten away from the overtraining aspect.
Yeah. And if my body is feeling tired, I will take that rest.
I love doing that. And I really want to take this opportunity to encourage everyone else. If your body's feeling tired, take that rest. We have two rest days in our community that we always work to implement, because it will give your body that time to recover and you'll never get into that overtraining.
Yeah.
I love that you're doing the strength training. That strength training piece is so important for so many reasons. It's going to prevent injury. It's going to help to prevent osteoporosis as we age. As women, that's really important. But for results, that is the bulk of the training that we do in our community. Mm-hmm. It's mostly strength training with two cardio workouts a week. So, I mean, you have I want to commend you on shifting your mindset, because for a lot of people who have been doing sometimes two workouts a day up until, you know, recently, up until almost 50 years old, and for you to have to go and shift that and also eat more, I know this is like, you know, habits that have been ingrained in you for such a long time, right? Mindset that's been ingrained in you for such a long time. Like, you have made so many mental shifts and habit changes. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's, you know, so I don't think I ever told you the story of how I joined, but it was just a total, completely spur of the moment thing. One of my colleagues had joined with you a couple of years before. And so we were talking about it. We're both kind of at the same age and both, you know, at kind of in the same kind of mindset of things. And so she was telling me about it. And so I started looking at your website. And I think this must have been March 1st. So it was right when you had a new program, like a 30-day program, and sign up by the end of this date. And so in the back of my mind, I get wellness dollars through my employer, and I've never really used them for anything. And so I'm like, what the heck? And I did it like 2 days. Like, I literally, I didn't have my mind made up that this was what I was going to do. Turning 50 this year really, really bothered me. And in my mind, I was like, I am not going into my 50s fat. That was kind of the way I was thinking.
You're not going into your 50s fat.
And for some reason, I don't know if it was just the way the program was set up, the way that, you know, you have your support calls, but it was the easiest way for me to get going with something, and I didn't have to think about it, which has probably been a big hindrance for me with anything I've done before, is I had to think about it. And it was like, all right, so here's your no-no list, here's your okay list, and this is how you're going to do your first 30 days. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what I'm going to do for my first 30 days.
So you started with the detox. And then we went to the no-no list. And how did you feel on the detox?
Cranky.
Cranky? Yeah. And that's a sign. So I'll always tell our clients, if you're cranky, if you're moody, if you're low energy, especially the first few days or even first 5 days, 6 days, that's a sign that you really needed it.
Yeah, for sure. And I was definitely cranky for the good first portion of it. And, you know, my husband would try talking to me. I'm like, just don't talk to me about this right now. I just have to go to bed.
To really warn everybody around you when you do detox. Yeah. I warn my daughter Shelby all the time. I'm like, mommy, and she knows. She's like, she is on her best behavior.
Yes. But it's easier now. Like, because I've done two since then. Now I think we've done two since then. And it's way easier now. You kind of know what to expect, and you've been eating better. So your body doesn't have as much that it needs to kind of get rid of, I guess.
So I'm so curious, but, you know, besides the 35 pounds, which is amazing, I mean, really, like, you're down to maintenance, I would say. What else are you feeling right now? Like, how are your moods? How's your energy levels?
My energy levels are good. So I do my workouts in the morning. So I'm usually up at 5:45 in the morning, and then usually I'll take the dog for a walk, and the very first thing I do in the morning is I have a big jug of water that I measure out every morning. So I fill that up, so I have my water ready for the day, and then I go and do my workouts. And so it's not a slog to get out of bed. It's like the alarm goes off, you get up. So I have much more of that kind of energy. But not only like the physical changes, it's also the emotional changes, the mental changes. I don't try to hide my body behind baggy clothes. I try to find the tightest clothes now because I feel good about where I'm at. And it's funny, I put on a turtleneck a couple of weeks ago that was a little bit, it was one that I used to wear, and it was a little bit loose in my stomach, and my daughter looks at me and she's like, "Mom, take that off, like, don't be wearing baggy clothes anymore." So it's just that kind of confidence to do that. I also got rid of all of my other clothes. Like, when I kind of hit that 30 pounds, I'm like, I'm never fitting into those clothes again. Like, this is a lifestyle. I feel good. I don't want to feel like where you are just eating like crap all the time. And I'm like, I'm not fitting into those clothes ever again. So I did. I packed up all of my clothes and gave them away.
I'm not wearing them so much. And I can't tell you how many times I've spoken to clients and seen their success in a whole different way when they say that. Because if we keep those clothes in our closet, sometimes this mindset, like, maybe I will shift back. Yeah. And I can tell this is the new you. You have a new identity now. This is like, you are not going back. No. First of all, things have been easy. Things have been easy to be able to stick to this lifestyle. So why would you go back? You're doing this effortlessly. You'll never go back. No. But then there's this like identity shift with you that I can just feel and see. Yeah. That's what's going to give you that long-term success.
Yeah. And I think especially too, so turning 50, and I see people around me that are, either in their mid-50s or 60s. And they're already struggling from health issues or mobility issues. Mm-hmm. And I refuse to let that be me. Like, my husband and I have plans and goals, and that does not include not being able to go on a vacation and walk the 20 kilometers that we want to walk that day. Like, I'm only 50 is what I'm trying to think.
I love that. And like, that actually gave me chills, because so many people get to 50, 60 and they give up, or they feel stuck. They're like, at the end of my life, it's done. I've got body. Yes. Or I'm really fat. I'm never going to lose the weight. No, like, we can change this. We have the power to change this in menopause years. Shall we? Yeah. So many people think that that's not easy.
Yeah.
Right. But you've been doing everything right, and you made it easy. A couple things I need to say though, about what you're doing that I know has contributed to your success. First of all, I love the fact that you wake up with energy. That's a major win. But you mentioned that you measure your water first thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Every single time I interview a client that has lost 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds, is that maintenance? Mm-hmm. Every single one of them is drinking all of their water all day, every day.
Yeah.
You slid that in there. I'm like, oh, we got to talk about that.
Because
you know what? You guys, if you're listening and you're like, how do I do this? How do I detox? How do I start? Where do I start? You start right now. Mm-hmm. Start by drinking your water. It's free. It's simple. Mm-hmm. You can do this. You drink all of your water in a day and you're going to start to feel better. And you're going to
your body. Yeah. And I throw lemon in so that it's there and refreshing. And it's like, I bought myself a big, I think a 74 ounce jug from Costco, or not Costco, Amazon, and just fill it up. That's the first thing I do in the morning. And if I have a little bit left in the night before, I'm like, why didn't you just finish it? Like, you could have just finished that last little bit of water.
So good. Well, you've made the commitment. Again, you've created this new identity for yourself with pieces. Like, I'm a woman who's going to drink all my water, and you're doing that. Also, you identified that you work out every morning. And I got to say, just being, a coach for over 2 decades, my clients who are working out every single morning are that much more successful. And the fact that you're doing this and you've made a commitment, I really want you to give yourself major validation for that, because it's a commitment.
Yeah.
And I get that. But I can see just by your commitment that it's not an inconvenience for you to get your workout in. This is something that you love to do and you wouldn't miss it.
No, I love it. Like, I look forward to the weights. Like, the cardio, maybe not my favorite, but
yeah, everyone's got one or the other. Yeah. I'm personally with you, definitely more with the weights. So yeah. I got to know, Danica, just as we wrap up here, what has been the biggest game changer for you since you started?
I definitely the mindset and just knowing that it can work, like just being able to see those changes and just being able to, you know, like it's a habit. So it's not, you know, I know you talk about like motivation a lot of the times, and it's not that I'm motivated to do it. It's that it's now a habit. It feels good. And like, if I don't do my meal prep, so for whatever reason, if I have a really super busy weekend, I'm screwed for that week. Like I really am. So it's just making sure that, you know, my grocery order goes in on Saturday. I pick it up Sunday morning and my meal prep is Sunday morning. That's done. Like that has to be a non-negotiable. Otherwise you just can't follow the plan for the week.
100%. So habits and meal prep. And I would say that those are the same for me too. If I don't put my meal prep in, I mean, there's just more room for error in my week.
I agree.
So I love that you shared that. And what a great reminder for everyone. It really is about habits. And I think you'll be really excited because we're going to be diving into even bigger habits VIP as we head into the new year. We're going to actually be doing VIP seasons. The first couple months of the year, we're going to be really getting clear on what our goals are for 2024. And isn't it exciting for you to be at this stage now, 35 pounds down, looking, feeling your best, and now you can make even bigger goals. And I already hear that. Yeah. Like I'm going to go on a trip with my husband and we're going to walk. Yeah. Let's make those big goals. No,
I already have a goal in plan for the year. So I'm going on a cruise with my best friend in June. Yeah. We're doing a European cruise. I will wear a bikini. Yeah. I haven't put on a bikini in like 25 years, maybe. I will wear a bikini. That is my goal.
Love that goal so much. And by the way, I will always celebrate. There is never any shame in looking and feeling our best, right? Yeah. Wearing a bikini, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look sexy in a bikini because when you look your best, you show up differently.
You do.
And I can even see it in your face in the photos, how much of a change this has created for you mentally, written all over your face. I love that so much. Last question for you, Danica, is what advice would you give someone else?
I would say just give it a shot. Just honestly give it a shot and just follow the program. Follow the program to the best that you can. I know you say always progress over perfection. Absolutely. It's progress over perfection because I've had downfalls. I went to Napa for 5 days and drank and ate. But it's just trust in the process because the process, it honestly works. Just trust it.
I love that. Thank you so much, Danica. This has been just such a fabulous conversation. Thank you so much for just taking the time to share. And it helps other people know that it's possible and that we don't need to be stuck, especially, you know, perimenopause, menopause years, over the age of 40. We do not need to be stuck. This is a time we can change and we can change the trajectory of the rest of our lives based on what we do right now. And you've done that. And I'm so excited for this next year. I can't wait to see that bikini photo. You're ready. You look phenomenal. Thank you so much, Danica. And
thank you
in our group. And for those of you tuning in, thank you so much for tuning in. We will put some little nuggets in the show notes so you can check out more information about our program. Our next round starts January 8th in the new year. We're going to be starting with Quit Sugar Challenge. And this is exclusive now just to our community. So you can only be in the Quit Sugar Challenge if you're in TBT or VIP. Then we head into the detox, just like Danica started with, and then into learning all about macros and then VIP. All right. Have an amazing day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.